Father, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the victory that was won on the cross of Calvary. Father, we thank you because we can rely upon your power every minute, every day, every hour. Father, we thank you because our rock, our strength, you have never failed, you will never fail. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon our lives. Father, lay your hands upon our lives. Father, lay your hands upon our lives. Right there where we are, we plead the blood of Jesus. And we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We're looking at what I call crushing bewitchment. Crushing bewitchment. In 2 Kings chapter 9, 2 Kings chapter 9 from verse 30. And when Jael was come to Jezreel, Jezebel had of it, and she painted her face and tied her head and looked out at the window. And as Jael entered in at the gate, she said, Adzimri, please, who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs, and he said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. And when he was coming, he did eat and drink and said, go, see now this calf's woman and bury her, for she's a king's daughter. And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Wherefore they came again and told him and said, this is the word of the Lord which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezreel, and the carcass of Jezreel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel. So they shall not say, this is Jezreel. Those who want to summarily deal with bewitchments must do so without compromise. They must possess the Jael spirit to deal with it. It is the same thing with all forms of witchcraft. They must possess the Jael spirit to deal with it. They must be non-relenting and aggressive against it. They must refuse to tolerate it. They must be violently determined and ride furiously like Jael in order to confront it. To confront the witchment, they must be ruthless towards it. They must show no mercy towards it. They must show no sympathy towards it. They must deal a death blow to the evil spirit of bewitchment. When this is done, everyone will applaud you when you throw the spirit down like Jael did to Jezebel. But if you are being controlled by bewitchment, you have to now fight your way to become the controller instead. If you are being oppressed by bewitchment, you must find a way to become the oppressor of bewitchment. This is a very, very serious matter. Who destroyed Jezebel? The eunuchs. Eunuchs. Those she had castrated, those she had humiliated, those she had rendered powerless, now became instrument of her destruction. So all victims of bewitchment must rise up in power of God and be ruthless against it. They must allow God to use them as instruments in disgracing it. They must refuse to live in false peace with bewitchment. And it's a very, very serious matter. Until you hate God's enemies with perfect hatred, you will never get rid of them. Because the Bible says, I hate them that hate the Lord. I hate them with perfect hatred. Life is not fair. That's why we must fight. Life does not sometimes give what we deserve. That's why we must fight. In warfare, the bullet is more dangerous than the gun. The bullet is more dangerous than the gun. In the battle of life, it is not your weapon that is most important, but your strategy. Your weapons must be tailored to the type of warfare in which you find yourself. There are wars who can fight with machine guns. There are wars who can fight with helicopters. There are wars who can fight with warships. In a place where the machine gun is needed, a rifle will not be of any use at all. You must tailor your weapons towards the warfare that you face. But when a man or woman likes spiritual information, the person is just an accident waiting to happen. That's why Paul said we wrestle. And wrestling is the hardest form of all combatant hacks. In spiritual battle, it is not the man who holds the trigger that determines where the bullet will go. It is the man that has the muzzle of that gun. The enemy is a great thinker, but the enemy is not a master thinker. And the bottom line is this: what you do not destroy may lead to destroying you. And another big spiritual rule, especially this is information concerning those who want to crush the wicked. Another important rule is that problems cannot be solved by the awareness of the power that created them. We need to be aggressive. During the temptation of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 4, the devil did not leave after just one rebuke. He didn't go. It took three scriptures and three rebukes for the devil to depart. And that departure is for a season. Because for every new level of achievement, for every new level of power, for every new level of motion that a man achieves, he must also face a new set of devils, more sophisticated than the last. The anointing that we receive as a Christian does not promise that the gates of hell will not come against us, but it prevents the gates of hell from prevailing against us. So they shall come against you, but they shall not prevail. It didn't say they will not come against us. All believers have to become heaven's weapons. All believers have to become hell's nightmare. And this is the situation once it comes to dealing with bewitchment. There are many forms of bewitchment. It may involve conjuring up demons from hell and dispatching them to a person, a place, or a thing. It is bewitchment. It may involve dispatching wicked spirits to cause envy, strife, or confusion. It is bewitchment. It may involve the activity of spirits of delusion, a spirit causing false belief, false opinion, a spirit meant to mislead or deceive or to trick. The spirit of delusion plays a big role in bewitchment. I pray that the spirit of delusion will not have a hold upon our lives in the name of Jesus. It can cause suspicion and false accusation in marriage. It can cause people to be misled, deceived, and misused. Delusion can also involve casting of spells on people. Delusion may involve the use of evil words against someone. That's why bewitchment is to spiritually influence a person by witchcraft. One of the greatest examples of bewitchment I've noticed was when I was a lecturer in the university. The professor was interested in a girl in the university, in the same department. This girl was a celebrated dunce. But the professor loved the girl and wanted to help the girl. This is a married professor. So what the professor did was to give this girl the question paper before the exam. Although he gave this girl the question paper before the exam, because this girl was a dunce, the girl still wrote nonsense and rubbish. And it was the professor who also marked the paper. When the professor saw that the girl wrote nonsense and rubbish, he now did something that can only happen to a man if he was bewitched. He took his own pen and he wrote the paper for her and marked it. It was another lecturer that discovered it, that this is professor's handwriting, but this is this girl's name. This was the end of a beautiful career for that fellow. That can only be bewitchment. Who is a bewitched Christian? A bewitched Christian is one who has been blinded from seeing the devil's defeat. Who is a bewitched Christian? A bewitched Christian is one who has been kept away from using his or her weapons. Who is a bewitched Christian? A bewitched Christian is one who trusts in the flesh. Who is a bewitched Christian? A bewitched Christian is a Christian is one who has lost the vision of Jesus Christ crucified. Who is a bewitched Christian? A bewitched Christian suffers from mind confusion. A bewitched Christian makes unexplainable mistakes. A bewitched Christian exhibits stubborn disobedience to God's clear command and becomes a modern-day Jonah. A bewitched Christian does not know what happens to his or her money. A bewitched Christian operates under powers beyond his or her control. A bewitched Christian is somebody who has something coming over them and they lose the whole of joy of the Christian life. A bewitched Christian is somebody who engages in unexplainable quarrels, especially when breakthrough is around. A bewitched Christian is somebody who is becoming disoriented, confused, and clumsy. A bewitched Christian is somebody who has an ability to connect with spiritual vision and the person lacks motivation. A bewitched Christian is somebody whose countenance is always darkening and cloudy and moody. A bewitched Christian will sometimes have tightness at the back of the neck and a band of oppression around the head that manifests in unexplainable headaches. A bewitched Christian is someone who is strangulated from dream life into real life. A bewitched Christian is somebody who is feeling drained and lacks deep or restful sleep. A bewitched Christian is somebody who sees evil images floating across the mind. A bewitched Christian is somebody whose irritation level will be high and patience level will be low. A bewitched Christian is someone who is tempted to withdraw from fellowship with the strong. A bewitched Christian is somebody who gossips and backbites easily. a Jewish Christian is somebody who operates under remote control forces. A Jewish Christian is somebody who has a circular problem. As one trouble is going, another one is coming. As one trouble is going, another one is coming. A Jewish Christian is somebody who fights the symptoms instead of the real source. A Jewish Christian is somebody who engages in senseless conflicts. A Jewish Christian is somebody who is struggling against a force he cannot understand or master. All these are marks of Jewishness. Those who will want to crush Jewishness, they have to be aggressive towards it. They have to be unfriendly towards it. They have, like the psalmist, to declare against them, I hate those who hate the Lord. I hate them with perfect hatred. How do you crush Jewishness? The first thing to do to crush Jewishness is to become a friend of Jesus Christ. That is, Bible salvation, no bad. The second way to crush Jewishness is to carry out an inventory about your life. Am I making progress in my Christian walk? What am I doing? Do I have the joy of salvation? You need to ask yourself plenty of deep questions. Three, you must be broken. And when the Lord says yes, you say yes. When the Lord says no, you say no. When God asks you to do something, whether it's convenient or not, you go ahead and do it. That's what you must be broken. And next, you must wage war against every eye of the wicked, every eye of the enemy fired against you. Say this loud and clear. I remove every bewitchment from my life in the name of Jesus. I remove every bewitchment from my life in the name of Jesus. I remove every bewitchment from my life in the name of Jesus. I remove every bewitchment from my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Every root of wicked plantation in my life, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every root of wicked plantation in my life, dry up in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I uproot every tree not planted in my life from heaven in the name of Jesus. I will put every tree not planted in my life from heaven in the name of Jesus. I will put every tree not planted in my life from heaven in the name of Jesus. I'll put them. In Jesus' name we pray. Spirit of the bewitchment, release me and return to your own kind in the name of Jesus. Spirit of bewitchment, release me and return to your own kind. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of bewitchment, release me. Return to your own kind. Return to your own kind. Return to your own kind. Release me and return to your own kind. In the name of Jesus. Release me and return to your own kind. In Jesus' name we pray. I order confusion into any demonic wisdom targeted against me. In the name of Jesus, I order confusion into every demonic wisdom targeted against me. In the name of Jesus, I order confusion into every demonic wisdom targeted against me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I paralyze chanting spirits assigned against me in the name of Jesus. I paralyze chanting spirits assigned against me in the name of Jesus. Spirits that are chanting incantation, chanting all kinds of things against me. I paralyze in the name of Jesus. I paralyze in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Father, release your angels of war to fight for me. In the name of Jesus. My Father, release the angels of war to fight for me. In the name of Jesus. My Father, release the angels of war to fight for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That you are swallowed up in victory. Vomit my virtues in the name of Jesus. God, you are swallowed up in victory. Vomit my virtue in the name of Jesus. Vomit my virtue in the name of Jesus. Vomit my virtue in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I dash into pieces every covenant of the tormentors in the name of Jesus. I dash it to pieces. Every covenant of tormentors, in the name of Jesus, I dash it to pieces. Every covenant of tormentors, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By the power that parted the Red Sea, let my Red Sea divide in the name of Jesus. By the power that parted the Red Sea, let my Red Sea depart. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power assigned to amputate my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to amputate my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to truncate my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You are of bewitchment. Backfire in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, my Father, arise for my sake and pursue my pursuers in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise on my sake and pursue my pursuers in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise on my sake, pursue my pursuers in the name of Jesus. Bapotania, Bariko Sotondaka, Bakaya Boshotoraba, Bosente Lakeya Boshente, Deli de Ketende Keyaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Unbeatable testimony of breakthrough. Arise and manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Unbeatable testimony of breakthroughs. Arise and manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Unbeatable testimony of breakthroughs. Arise and manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Unbeatable testimony of breakthrough. Arise and manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Undebatable testimony of faster speed. Arise and manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Undebatable testimony of faster speed. Arise, manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Arise and manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Arise and manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So my life, hear the word of the Lord. Receive divine favor in the name of Jesus. My life, hear the word of the Lord. Receive divine favor in the name of Jesus. Receive divine favor in the name of Jesus. Receive divine favor in the name of Jesus. Receive divine favor in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wonder working tear wiper. Jesus Christ, wipe away my tears in the name of Jesus. Wonder working tear wiper. Jesus Christ, wipe away my tears in the name of Jesus. Wipe away my tears in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Any power that is attacking my destiny, help us. Die in the name of Jesus. Any power that is attacking my destiny, help us. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Makapo tali kaibo shendera basantalaba. Balikon tali. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.